know, sometimes when we are encouraged, maybe you could say empowered, to recall, it can help us respond differently. All right, so here we go. Sharing some information with you, courtesy of Pew Research Center, about fathers, American fathers in particular. And one of the things that they point out is that as the American family changes, fatherhood is changing. Today, fathers who live with their children are taking a more active role in caring for them and helping out around the house. And the ranks of stay-at-home and single fathers have grown significantly in recent decades. You know, I'm going to be asking you about that as we go. For example, as I mentioned, the stay-at-home fathers. What are your thoughts about fathers staying at home? At the same time, more and more children are growing up without a father in the home. That's very unfortunate. In fact, that is tragic. Here's some findings about fathers from Pew Research. Number one, fewer dads are their family's only breadwinner. Fewer dads are the only ones bringing in the money. Among couples living with their children under age 18, about 1/4 are now in families where only the father works, and about 2/3 are in families where mother and father work. In 1970, almost half were in families where only the father worked, and a similar share, roughly half, were in families where both parents were earning money. What are your thoughts about those changes? At one time, only the father was working outside of the home to bring in money, to bring in income. More and more, father and mother are working outside the home to earn money. What are your thoughts about mother spending more time outside the home earning an income? Well, according to Pew, while only a small share of people, about 18%, agree that women should return to their traditional roles in society, breadwinning is still more often seen as a father's role than as a mother's role. About 41% of the people surveyed say that it is extremely important for a father to provide income for his children. Only 25% say the same regarding mothers. 41% say it's extremely important for a father to provide income for his children. 25% say that it's extremely important for a mother to provide income for her children. And while about 3/4 of the public say having more women in the workplace has made it harder for parents to raise children, 67% say that this has made it easier for families to live comfortably. And you know, that's one of the ironies of this whole situation. The fact that it has been made necessary for the mother and father to work so that the family can live comfortably, and that level of comfort is being reduced steadily and relentlessly, even with both parents working, as income inequality increases. I'm not saying or suggesting that one of the parents should stop working since things are hard anyway. No. I'm simply pointing out the irony. At one time, the family could live comfortably off of dad's income alone. Then, the family could live comfortably off the incomes of dad and mom. Now, it's becoming increasingly difficult for the family to truly live comfortably, practically stress-free, even with both parents working. Is that an accident? We know it's not. That's why so many people are angry. The problem is, They're taking their anger out on the people who are not causing the problem, and they're actually helping to perpetuate the problem by making sure that they keep in power the very people who make the decisions that bring the powers, that bring the problems into play in the first place. We'll talk about that some more at a later date. But for now, looking at our fathers. As it turns out, mom is working more, dad continues to work. The roles that mothers and fathers have are converging. So as the share of dual income households has risen, the roles of mothers and fathers have begun to converge. They're coming together. In 1965, father's time was heavily concentrated in paid work, while mothers spent more of their time on housework or childcare. Over the years, fathers have taken on more housework and childcare duties. In fact, they've more than doubled the time that we're spending doing household chores, and we've nearly tripled the time spent with children since 1965. Meanwhile, women have increased their time spent doing paid work. Significant gaps remain, but there's clearly a more equal distribution of labor between mothers and fathers these days. Now, I have a question to ask you. How do you define yourself? Who are you? If a person were to just ask you, who are you? What would you tell them? Okay. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite. How would you identify yourself? What gives you your identity? Who are you? Let's investigate that some more next week as we continue to look at our fathers, as we get to know our fathers. I'm going to come back in just a few. Let's start to take this look at the middle class. Said I'm going to color him father. Color him father. I think I'll color the man love. Yes, I will. Color him father. He says education is the thing if you want to.